This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
11 o'clock, Sports Radio, 94 WIP. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. 1 hour from now, we'll be joined by the king, who I can almost guarantee will disagree with me on what I'm about to say here. Because
I found my nut.
Yeah, that king. All right, so we'll get back to the Trey Turner, Aaron Nola debate here in a few minutes, and your thoughts on really who's more important, who's more vital to this thing turning around as they both have special games last night. But, Hugh, yesterday there was kind of a weird story in the NBA where Kyrie Irving is trying to get the Mavericks to recruit and trade for LeBron James to get him out of Los Angeles. And the LeBron thing's been kind of weird, Hugh. When the season ended, remember that night he was like, yeah, I might retire.
Yeah, he was talking out the side of his neck.
Yeah, it feels weird. Like, maybe the LeBron Lakers thing is suddenly going to come to an end after a trip to the Western Conference Final and obviously a championship in 2020. So here's where my brain turned to, okay? My brain turned to, is LeBron James available? Like, is he actually available through a trade? Because when the story first came out, it was like, oh, maybe he'll retire, whatever. Is he trying to get the Lakers to get the players he wants? Guys, if LeBron James is available through a trade, the Sixers have to pursue this. I mean, there's just no question in my mind. 5 years ago, I think it was five, I wanted this to happen. He was a free agent, and I heard snickers like this from everybody around here. Like, oh, he's old now. Yeah, the noises like that. You got Eskins, both Eskins telling me they didn't want LeBron James.
I mean,
nobody wanted LeBron James in the Sixers. I was flabbergasted. If he's available now, the Sixers should trade for LeBron James. I mean, I there's no question in my mind. And in fact, here's what I'm willing to propose. Hugh, I'm curious what you think on this. I would trade Tyrese Maxey right now for LeBron James.
Oh, you dead serious, huh?
I'm dead serious. Well, I want to get him. What's the way to get him? You got to make the best offer.
You know how LeBron James is?
LeBron James just played his 40, age
right?
38 season, I believe. We'll go to age 39 next year.
He'll be 39 in December.
Yep.
So he's played 20-some regular season games, like 20 years in the league, right? And technically, that's probably about, what, 22, 23? Because he's been damn near in the playoffs every year, but less one, right?
I think they missed as a rookie, and I think he's been in the playoffs every year since.
Okay, he missed that. So he missed it twice. He missed it because he missed 1 year with the Lakers. He missed the playoffs. Was that last year? Not this year, but the year before.
Right.
Like last
year. Yeah, because he got hurt.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Right. He's had all those extra playoff minutes. Sure.
Yeah. So we're talking about 20 some years old,
mm-hmm.
And we're gonna trade away our brightest light in Tyrese Maxey to get him to do what?
To help the team win a championship.
Okay.
This past year, LeBron James took Anthony Davis and a whole bunch of guys they traded for
bunch
the trade
guys.
Deadline. A bunch of guys, and they made it to
the playoffs.
Western
yeah.
Conference Final. Like, he just went further as a 38-year-old than the Sixers have gotten in two decades.
You just won a championship so bad.
Of course.
I mean, I ain't mad at you, Joe, but that's not the route that I want to go.
Well,
I mean, he's man. LeBron
because it's short term?
Yeah, and he's played, like, you're mortgaging your future for if it was a guaranteed win going to the playoffs and winning it all, mm-hmm. then, yeah, I would consider that, but it's not. You know, just like you said, he's getting a little bit older. It's harder for him to recover from these injuries that he's having.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about a guy. I love LeBron. I you know, Ohio brother and all of that. I know he's controversial with all the teams that he's went to, a hire gun and everything like that. But, man, nah, he's too old, man.
Yeah, I was told 5 years ago he's too old. He still averaged 28.9 points per game, 6 assists, 8 rebounds. He's not too old. 215-592-9494. LeBron James might seriously be available through trade. I mean, I didn't think that was true. And I'm not really sure what's going on, but if he's available in a trade, which it seems like he is, I would trade Tyrese Maxey for him. It's the only way the Sixers are getting him, guys. Like, there's no other path to getting him unless you offer Tyrese Maxey. The Sixers have no picks, and obviously there's no other young players here the Lakers would be interested in. I would offer Maxey. And we were talking about this morning. I think there's a real chance that Tyrese Maxey would be the best young player any team in the NBA would offer for LeBron James. It'd be the way to win the deal. I would do it. 215-592.
Yeah, I don't want to give up Maxey for that.
94-94. Well, here's what I think. I think the Sixers are dead anyway. I mean, I think we're watching a team that has no chance to win a championship. And LeBron and Embiid, you push Embiid down to like a not as important role, they could win a championship.
What makes you think, like, again, I think you're wishful thinking in this, because what makes you think Embiid is going to play a backseat to LeBron James? I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, because it's LeBron.
I don't think he's going to.
Well, then Embiid could get out of here too. But I think he should. I think the way that Anthony Davis and LeBron worked actually kind of well, right? Because Anthony Davis was the lead guy a lot of nights, but when it really mattered, LeBron
took over.
Yeah, he handles the ball. He does his thing. There was a missed opportunity 5 years ago. I know the Sixers, they gave him a meeting, right? LeBron gave them a meeting?
I think so.
Yeah, it was never really going to happen.
Courtesy meeting?
It was a courtesy meeting. But 5 years ago, a lot of people, when I brought this up, didn't want to sign LeBron James. And I thought it was the most ridiculous thing I've maybe ever heard. If he's available this offseason, I go get LeBron James. Kyle, what are you thinking?
I could not be more out on this idea.
Why?
All right, so you keep
Joe
bringing
just
up.
Wants to win, man.
You keep bringing up that this was 5 years ago and everyone's like, if my math is correct, Joe, that was 5 years ago. He's 5 years older now.
Yeah.
This dude, he's not that guy anymore, okay? And the other thing I'll point out, Embiid is not Anthony Davis. Embiid's not going to be able to put up Anthony Davis-type games in the postseason. And we're saying LeBron took this team to the Western Conference Finals. I didn't quite see it that way. LeBron, to me, looked old.
He was hurt.
Well, yeah. But does that not have to do with him sort of getting older and breaking down a little bit? I mean, did you see... I don't need LeBron James hot dogging dunks and flubbing them in playoff games against the Boston Celtics like he was doing against the Nuggets. LeBron was gassed in the second half, so pretty much all of those games. This, to me, bringing LeBron here to pair with Joel Embiid and possibly, you know, God forbid, James Harden comes back too. This screams to me a situation like Kyrie, KD, and Harden, but older, slower, more washed, and probably more annoying. I mean, let's be honest. LeBron thing is...
more washed.
Well, yeah. Well, think about Eskin's, you know, his idea of how LeBron is. I think a lot of people around here sort of view LeBron that kind of... Like, LeBron is not... He's the name, right? But he's not the LeBron that he was 5 years ago, coming off and just carrying the Cavs and a bunch of those scrubs to that comeback and the NBA Finals.
I agree with you. He's not the guy he was five years ago, obviously. But guys, he in an elimination game 2 weeks ago, he had 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. When was the last time a Sixer had that in a game?
You just want anybody but Joel.
No, I'll keep Joel Embiid here. I'll pair him with Joel Embiid the way they've done Anthony Davis. Mm. I just feel like the Sixers have zero shot at a title right now, and this would give them a shot. Like, LeBron James is still a top 10 player in the NBA.
That game you're referencing, he had nine points in the second half, he looked gassed.
He did.
He looked like he was just completely out of it by the end.
He did. He also had 39-9 to close out the Warriors. I mean, like LeBron.
No, he balled out for OG.
Yeah,
but boy, you're asking him to do it one more time. I don't think he has it in him, man. And I would never count LeBron out. But you know, Father Time is undefeated, and basically, you're trading away. You want to trade away our future because it's not guaranteed that Joel Embiid is going to be here after this year. I think there's been a lot of speculation about him going somewhere else and all this other stuff. But give up Tyrese Maxey? That's the future. Like, to me, he's the future.
Yeah, he is. But. What is that future? Like, there's a chance this thing gets blown up anyway in a year. I think we all acknowledge that, right?
Yeah, with Nick Nurse.
And,
Coach
like,
Nurse.
What are the Sixers winning with Tyrese Maxey as their lead player? I mean, nothing is the answer. I mean, just the answer is nothing.
But see, here's where I think I might beg to differ with you, Joe, is that I feel like, especially when you talk about the fact that the Heat are playing in the finals, mm-hmm. and I'll give you Denver for that matter, that team basketball is trying to make a comeback.
You're right on that.
Team basketball is like the Big Three era. I'm not going to say it's dying because I think that's kind of ridiculous.
I think you have a good point on this.
But team basketball is starting to make a comeback. And you look at the Miami Heat, when you look at that group and the way it's set up, there's not a bunch of stars on that squad.
It's one.
And the fact that you've tied the series up with a hell of a talented team in Denver, mm-hmm. in their spot. I think it's starting to lean more towards team basketball. I think the biggest thing that we have to do as fans and as organizations is implement a plan and stay the course.
A process?
I was not about to say process.
I felt it, though.
That's what you mean, a process.
No,
but a plan and stay the course. Because basically, when you look at the Heat, that's basically what they've done.
So you're right, they have. And I actually think what you're saying, Hugh, is correct. Here's the problem with the Sixers. They don't have their own draft picks. They don't have good draft picks.
Unfortunately.
Like, if you give me the perfect scenario, sure, a bunch of draft picks, smart draft picks, build around Tyrese, and maybe down the line this thing works out. They're probably going to screw that up, and they don't have their own draft picks.
You're tired of taking all these chances.
I'm tired. I'm tired of the Sixers, and I want to change it. Guys, you can't tell me that if they had LeBron James and as the lead player next to Joel Embiid, they wouldn't have a chance.
I don't see Joel Embiid doing what's going to be asked of him to do if you bring in LeBron James. I don't see that.
Well, that would be a Joel problem, because if you can't cede to one of the two greatest players of all time, there's an issue there. I mean, you got to be smart about it.
Maybe you have a slightly better chance, but I could also – like, I don't think the risk is worth the reward, to be honest. Well, I don't think – yeah, whichever way that works.
Yeah, I understand what you said.
We know what you meant.
This could go disastrously if Embiid – and I mean, that could be the thing that pushes Joel Embiid out, and I know how you and I feel about blowing the Sixers mm-hmm. up and stuff like that, but, like, let's be honest. The majority of this fan base would not be happy with that going down. This team needs – energy in the playoffs, and Maxi is that source of energy. And if we get rid of that and you bring in old LeBron, I just think the vibes are
you might well keep James Harden.
Wait a second here.
I
like Tyrese Maxey, and I do think he showed some fight at the end.
He did.
Yeah, but there are also games he got torched by the Celtics.
He's like, young.
Yeah, like the energy thing is fun. I'll take one of the two greatest basketball players ever.
He's not that dude anymore.
He's played like 24 seasons of basketball.
But we're talking about him as if he declined. Like, he declined from the best, maybe the three of us have seen since Michael, to where he is now.
Don't get it twisted. He's still a hell of a player, but I'm trading away my young assets to get an old guy and hoping that we make it to the championship game.
Yes.
Denver's probably going to be there again next year. And you're probably going to run up against some young kids that can run up and down the court. That's going to be a problem in the playoffs. Nobody's going to stand there and just let LeBron James do his thing.
But yet, this old guy, right?
He's still balling.
This old guy, we want energy, and he has no energy. He made it further than the Sixers.
Yes, he did.
Like, arrows pointing down on LeBron. Arrows pointing up on Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, you know what that is? Agreed. That's that one, I'm not about to let these young kids show me up type situations.
But there also might be a ceiling on where that arrow hits on Tyrese Maxey. Like, let's not also pretend that we have the next top 10 player in the NBA that I'm giving away here. He's not that. 215-592-9494.
Just doodling all on Tyrese Maxey.
I like Maxey, but, like, what are we giving up here? How good is Maxey going to end up?
That's the way you said it. Don't act like we got, like, you know, a top tier player. He might be. He might be the next coming of Jimmy Butler.
He probably won't be.
The LeBron ceiling has already been reached, though. And I think we're to a point now where we're just moving further and further away from that. Because if I'm not mistaken, the way time works is that you get older, right? So, yeah, I mean, Tyrese Maxey's he's entering the prime of his career. I mean, I think there are still steps for Tyrese Maxey to take. And LeBron is...
Again, he was just one of the best players in the playoffs.
No, he balled out. No question about that. Not taking that away from him. But, man, you're basically trying to – you're taking a chance that he's going to be able to duplicate that next year.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a title. I'm looking for one title run, maybe with Embiid before he asks out or he declines or whatever. Like, it reminds me a little bit of when Tom Brady left the Patriots. It does. Like, LeBron James might change teams again, and everyone's like, whatever. What are we talking about? Yeah, whatever. This is one of the greatest players of all time, and Steak still could play. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in, along with Trey Turner, Aaron Nola, and which you think is more vital to the Phillies getting going here and really, you know, going off the next couple months. Would you trade Tyrese Maxey for LeBron James? I mean, it's just that simple. I would do it. And look, I don't want to make this I don't like Maxey thing. I just think it's the only chance the Sixers have to make a trade, right? Like, they have nothing else that the Lakers would want. if they're going to make a trade, if they're going to beat whoever else is offering something for LeBron, they got to offer Maxey. I would offer Maxey for LeBron right now. Chuck is up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Joe, always good to talk to you. Let me say something. Now, I know you guys are aware of this, but you guys start out every day with a gifted producer who adds levity to this program. I tell the camera that all the time about Seltzer.
I agree
These
with you.
These two guys add a lot to the program.
I agree. They do.
Stone
they do.
Cold Dope
and
Kyle
you,
Quinn.
They do great jobs.
You're magnificent. You've improved. And not that you were bad, but you guys sound great together.
Thank
and
you, Chuck.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
That's
you.
All right, buddy. Now for some – hey, listen, Joe, you know I love you. We go way back. Mm-hmm. But look – you are a bright guy. I hope you can see what LeBron did with Love and Kyrie at Cleveland. They couldn't wait to get out of there. You got this Davis kid. He can't wait to get out of L.A. Joe, this guy is a cancer, and he's too big that everybody's afraid to talk until they get away from
but
him.
But, Chuck, wait a second. And I'm not disagreeing that these things don't typically end well, right? They are short runs, and then it breaks apart. They end in finals appearances.
Joe just won a championship, man. And he's willing to do whatever he can to get one.
Chuck, I was told this 5 years ago. I was told explicitly 5 years ago, if you bring LeBron in, he brings his own people in, he fires coaches, and then when it's over, it's bad. Guess what? It's bad now, and they didn't do that 5 years ago. Like, what's the difference?
Listen, let me say this to you. It just depends on your point of view, Joe, and I'm going to tell you something. I know the championship is the utmost to a lot of people in a lot of places. But, Joe, would you go through with that? Joe, I'm not – look at Anthony Davis. Do you think he likes it there? Do you think Kyrie liked it in Cleveland?
Do they like winning? Because Anthony Davis was irrelevant.
Did they want to get out?
But then you know what? They're soft, Chuck. And, Chuck, I appreciate the call, and we appreciate your kind words. Like, Anthony Davis was irrelevant in terms of the league, right?
Until he won that championship.
Right. He was in New Orleans, and no one cared. Then he went with LeBron. They won.
And I tell you what. I think the Kyrie one doesn't work either because Kyrie – had a fit after they won the championship and went out on his own. And it hasn't worked out for him the way that it did when he was with LeBron. And now that's probably one of the reasons why he's trying to get back with LeBron. He's trying to get that old thing back. He's trying to recapture some of that glory.
Yeah.
Those glory days.
Guys, if there was an alternative here that made me feel good, I wouldn't be proposing to break it up. I don't like the Sixers team right now. I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, they quit in game 7. Why would I want to keep that together? Like, they
because we don't have a choice. Well, we don't have a choice.
But they do. Like, there's an interest. I think there's a potential alternative here to all of this, and that's bringing LeBron James in.
I don't think
I'd probably trade him for Kyrie before LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie. I mean,
that's where we're at.
Like, I would.
Probably,
you guys just want to stack losers around here, don't
listen,
you?
If I had to bring in one of the two, I would probably bring in Kyrie.
Oh
before
my
LeBron.
God!
Let's go, Hugh.
I mean, I'm just being honest, Joe. I'm being honest. I mean, I like Kyrie's game. I know there might be some nights during the press conferences after the game where we might have a lot to talk about the next
well,
day.
Well, that's for sure.
That's for damn sure. But, I mean, I like him over LeBron in this situation. I do.
So here's what I'll say to that. If they bring in Kyrie, I might lose my mind. I mean, Kyrie Irving is obviously a wonderful player, Hugh, but he's just – he doesn't get it when he's not with LeBron James. 215-592-9494. Look, LeBron James might actually be available. It's not something I expected this offseason, but it's like every NBA insider is talking about the Mavericks trying to trade for him. Well, heck, if he's available, the Sixers should try to trade for him. Whatever they're doing now isn't working. I would offer Tyrese Maxey, and I would try to bring in LeBron James, pair him with Joel Embiid, and take a shot that way. I would do it in a heartbeat. Let's talk to Trey in Deptford. What's up, Trey?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, Trey. What's up?
I got something on both the fields. And first of all, with the LeBron, like, that's the Los Angeles Lakers, man. You think they're going to accept Tyrese Maxey because he's a young, upcoming kid for one of the best players ever to go to Los Angeles? Like, realistically, that could never happen.
So let's say they accepted it. What would you do it?
If I was who?
The Sixers.
Yeah, but I mean, if. Like saying if I ain't had balls, you'd be, you know?
Well,
like,
okay, but Trey, how many teams are going to offer a young player better than Tyrese Maxey? Like, I don't think so. What Kyle and you are saying is valid. Like, he is 39 years old. Like, it's not as simple.
And he averaged, and he's 39 years old and averages more points than Tyrese averaged in his career.
I know. Trey, we're on the same page. Like, whether or not it could happen, I don't know, but I would do it if it could.
Oh, I would do it, but the Lakers would never do that. Never.
Yeah, they might not. They might not.
No way.
Yeah, unless he says I want out, then it changes the whole equation.
And the money has to add up.
Well, they could take Tobias. They could have Tobias too. Make the money work.
Now you're just throwing them.
No, well, they have to make the money. We have to make the money work, Trey.
Stars get traded for stars, man. They ain't trading for those. Tyrese Maxey.
Well, or stars get traded for draft picks, which also the Sixers don't have.
But if you're the Memphis Grizzlies, that's the Los Angeles Lakers. That's
I think you're probably right on this. That's not going to happen. But if he asks out, they have no choice but to trade him.
You can bring LeBron and Kyrie here. As long as Embiid's here, we're not going to win. I relate Embiid to Aaron Nola with your question. I would take Trey Turner every time. Because guess what? We know what Aaron Nola is, just like we know what Embiid is.
Yeah.
They ain't good enough at the end of the day, man.
Well, they might not be.
Everybody's hyped up. We beat Washington and we beat Detroit. Two bums, man. Now we're going back to the World Series.
Well, they got a long way. Trey, we appreciate the phone call.
Got to start somewhere, though, man.
And the nice part the last couple of days with the Phils, Hugh, has been it hasn't been nail-biting wins over the Nationals.
No, it's been a win. It's been a win. It's something to build off of. And I tell you what, because I hear people say that all the time about, you know, who you're playing and the level of competition. Those guys go pick up professional checks, too, just like everybody else.
Of course they do.
So they are a professional baseball team.
Well, and also, two weeks ago, the Braves lost two games in a row to the Oakland Athletics, who might be the worst team.
The absolute worst.
There's no might.
Like, ever. I mean, they're the worst team in baseball,
yes,
for sure.
Okay.
They may be the worst team we've ever seen.
You saw that run differential I sent you, right?
It was like, what, minus 200?
Minus 200. They played like freaking 50 games this season so far. How is that possible?
They've won 12 baseball games. It's June. I mean, like, they really might be the worst team ever. And again, they beat the A's they beat the Braves two times in a row. So, yes, like you said.
Wait a minute. 12 in total?
12 total wins.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they're obnoxiously bad. Phillies go out there, what, in 2 weeks to Oakland for three games?
Oh, dude.
It is June.
It's June.
That has to be a sweep, right?
Oh.
Or we're all freaking out.
Yeah, that's the kind of weekend where we come back, and if the Phillies only want 2 out of 3, everyone's mad. Like, they lost the game to the Oakland Athletics.
They are like the professional farm team. They sell everybody every year.
Yeah.
They don't keep any good players.
Well, I think they've done it to the point where they don't have any more to trade. They sold all the good ones. They are a brutal team. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. We got a lot on the table today. Trey Turner and Aaron Nola. You know, which of the two of them is more vital to the Phillies turnaround? Both were outstanding last night. Trey's best game as a Philly, and obviously Nola taking that no-hitter into the seventh inning last night. And then this LeBron James thing, which it's just like, it's smacking me in the face. If this guy is available, the Sixers have to trade for him. And I got my whole team here that doesn't want to do it.
No, I'm not trading.
Yeah, he doesn't want to trade.
I like LeBron, but it would probably be cool to see him if it was 5 years earlier.
Yes,
but not now.
Well, they had it. They tried like 5 years ago. It didn't work out. I would trade Maxey for him. I would do this. I'd offer it. I mean, I don't know what the Lakers would accept it, but I do think Maxey is among the best young players anyone would offer for LeBron James. I'd make the offer. Would you? 215-592-9494. Would you do it? LeBron James and you surrender Tyrese Maxey. I mean. Guys, what they're doing now is not working. And the chances of having LeBron James here, even if it's for one or two more good seasons, I would absolutely take it. 215-592-9494. And we'll give you an updated Phillies win total from one sports book. It's a bit worrisome.
Oh.
Yeah, a little different than what it was on opening day. We'll hit it next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.